Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, radio listeners. God bless you. I pray that you've been well. Praise God. Pray that you're doing well, that you are, praise God, still standing in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. For you know that he has the answer to every solution. Yes, he does. I'm grateful, praise God, to be here this morning. I thank God, praise God, for you and you and yours, and pray that all is well. I thank God this morning because, you know, it's another day that he has allowed me to see. He, praise God, he didn't let death come in and overtake me, but he rose, let me rise this morning with him on my mind. He allowed me to get up this morning with the use and activities of my limbs. And I am grateful. I am more than grateful. I thank him, praise God, every day. Why he keeps me and how he blesses me, praise God. And I am grateful. And this morning, I just pray, praise God, that yours is fine, you know, is well, and all is well. And this morning, we're going to go, praise God, into a word today, praise God. First of all, praise God, I want to come up, praise God, come to you and just offer, praise God, a word of prayer, a word of thanksgiving, because we know that you can do nothing without him. Without him, you are nothing. You never will be anything, and you can't be anything if you don't put him first. But if you put him first, you will, praise God. All that you desire to be and all that you try to be and want to be, he will help you, praise God, succeed that. And this morning, Father, I'm grateful for your love and for your patience and for, praise God, your hand upon my life. And I thank you, Father, for keeping us, for watching over us, for protecting us, God. You allowed us to lay down last evening, and you didn't allow death to come in and overtake us. But you watched over us, and you kept us. And praise God, while we slumber than we slept, Father God, you allowed the angel of mercy, praise God, to watch over us all night long. And Father, this morning I pray for those, God, that are going through, praise God, in their body. Pray for those, praise God, that are going through, praise God, in their financial need, praise God. Even, praise God, I pray for those, praise God, that are going through, praise God, and not know that you are there, praise God, to take them through every circumstance, praise God, to take them through everything, praise God, that they go through. Father God, I thank you this morning, praise God, because it's your love and your grace and your mercy that kept us, praise God, and watched over us all night. Praise God, as we slumbered, we slept, we tossed, we turned. But Father God, you watched over us. And God, I say I'm grateful and I thank you. This morning, God, I pray for those, God, that are leaving their homes. And especially, God, I send prayers before you, God, for our children that are getting ready, Father God, to get ready to go into the school system, that are catching the bus, that are walking. God, allow your angels to watch over them, to protect them and shield them from the hands of the enemy. Father God, I thank you, God, for keeping them safe, praise God, from hurt, harm, danger. Thank you, Father God, for placing the angels of war over them, praise God, to keep them, praise God, as they go to and fro. Father God, we greet and I thank you. God, I know, praise God, that you love and you love us and you keep us. And I know, praise God, that you have did it before and you would do it again. And God, I'm grateful, Father God, for how you keep us, praise God, when we can't, praise God, keep ourselves. I thank you, Father God, for watching over us, for keeping us, praise God. For you know us better than we know ourselves. And God, I'm grateful, and I trust you. I trust you, God, because I know, Father, that you are the only true and the living God. Father, I appreciate you. Take us throughout this day and help us to know that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And this morning, praise God, I'd like to give you, praise God, an email address that those of you that listened and want to send in a prayer request, or you can send that prayer request to AWM, the alphabet A, WM, now, N-O-W, at mail.com. AWM, which stands for the Anointed Word Ministry. Now, You're going to use the acronym awmnow@mail.com. Amen. And thank God, praise God, for you to call in or send your prayer request. And know, praise God, that God is still in the prayer answering business. He is yet, praise God, working miracles. He has not left his throne. He will not leave his throne unattended. He's always there. He never slumbers nor sleep. Amen. So this morning, praise God, I want to come to you with a word, praise God. I love this man of God because he is he's such a great, awesome, praise God, man of God. And praise God, I thank him because, you know, I heard, praise God, his messages once and many times, praise God. And the message today, as I bring up this message, I thank God for him, praise God, because God uses him just fantastically. And his name is Charles Stanley. And Dr. Stanley is such a profound teacher because when he teaches, he makes it so plain that a fool cannot err. And this morning, praise God, when I was going through, praise God, this message, and I thought about him because he's such an awesome teacher that when he things that he says and the things that he do and the way he breaks it down, he makes it so plain that a fool could not err. But this morning, the message to you today, praise God, is the landmine of compromise of God is deadly. The landmine of compromise of God is deadly. Now, what are we saying? We're saying, praise God, this morning that, you know, everyone has some type of principle they live by. Everybody has something they live by. You know, you may live by what your mama taught you, your daddy taught you, somebody taught you, but you live by it. You have a principle. If you don't, then you should have one. But which was negotiable, it's very negotiable, and which should never be something that you can just toss aside and not think anything about it because you don't think it's worth anything. The truth really is, whenever Christians compromise their godly principles, they are walking in a dangerous and very close to a deadly landmine. Now, you know what a landmine is. You know, my daughter used to be in the army. A landmine is something like a landmine you can step on at any time and it would just take you apart. You just blow your part because it's very dangerous. The landmine means you may step on this mine and you may not even see it, but it's there because you can't see it, but it's a trap set for you. Okay? So this morning we want to talk about the landmine of compromising, that you make a compromise of God when he tells you to do something, it is very dangerous. It's deadly. Do not compromise is God. Okay? The truth is that. Now, so this morning, we're going to talk about the compromising in the path of the Christian believers of God. Making a compromise, compromising your standards or your principle or what you believe in is a dangerous thing to do. Because like we said before, everybody has principles. Everybody has a principle. Everybody has them. Whether you're good or bad, you got a principle. You say, no, I don't do that because I don't believe in that. I don't stand for that. You have a principle, okay? And it's very sad when you have to do this, and it's very dangerous when you can do it and then set it aside. Because like we say, everybody have one. But this morning, we want to talk about when you can do it, what can happen to you as you do it. Because, you know, the Bible says, warning come before destruction, and destruction is for a mighty fall. The warning comes. The truth is this. There is a story of a man by the name of Solomon. He revealed the terrible consequences of the landmine of compromise. You see, he was once who got to do things by our example. And God warned Solomon against the allies with Egypt. But he bypassed the Lord's instruction to buy horses. You listen to me carefully. He bypassed it. God told him, Solomon, I don't want you to don't do that. This is what's going to happen. But he did not. He ignored the voice the son to say to him. And guess what? He felt he found himself in a landmine. But eventually, Solomon found himself agreeing to the allies. Okay, God told him, no, don't do it. Don't deal this way. Don't go this way. I have another way of doing things. I'm going to direct you how to do it, but you want to do it just the way you want to do it. So he found himself agreeing to the allies, you know, the allies, with Egypt and marrying Pharaoh's daughter. Wrong move. It wasn't long before Solomon, King Solomon, took more wives, okay, who had worshipped pagan gods. The result was that. You see, anytime you make a decision, and it's not a godly decision, you must look for the results because there will be some consequences behind it. Amen. But see, he married Pharaoh's daughter. And the result was that when Solomon and the old wives turned, all his old wives turned his heart away from, you know, after and going towards other gods. And his heart was woefully devoured. He was a devout man of God. In 1 Kings 11 and 4, but consequently the nation of Israel became weaker until it was what? Torn apart. Satan's deadliest attack was usually stubbornness. See, he didn't want to do what God told him to do. He was a king. You know, I can make decisions because God gave me the wisdom. I know what I'm doing. But the deceptive power of compromise is among the greatest threats to any nation or any believer. Compromise. You need to stand your ground. So, but this morning, we're talking about in 1 Kings 9 and 11, and you can find more information in 2 Chronicles 6:14. Now, it is all compromising. Is all compromising wrong? What a question. Compromising can be beneficial when it is promoted, cooperate with sacrificing moral values. Solomon, however, disobeyed God's instruction for his life and his leaders of Israel. The Lord told him, if you will walk before me as your father David walked in integrity of heart and upright, doing according to all that I have commanded you, and will keep my statutes and my ordinance. Then he says today to King, I will. See, God always, he has a plan. He always got a plan. He's one that don't never stop. He always got a plan. He said, you just walk right before me as your father did. Because we talked about principles before, because we all have principles that we follow, that someone has taught us or have put before us that we kind of, you know, put our life after. And he said, if you walk before me as your daddy did, and your daddy, which was David, walk in integrity of heart and upright, doing according to all that I have commanded you, and will keep them, okay? You will keep them. Don't just do it, but keep them. My statutes and what? And my ordinance. Then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel forever. Not just sometime. I'm going to give it to you forever. And that's in 1 Kings 9, 4 and 5. But unfortunately, Solomon chose to disobey God to build the kingdom, which really build a kingdom that really left Israel in a heap of a ruin. It left Israel in a mess. But you see, the first step was the most dangerous step. When you take on steps in the wrong direction, you see, many times we want to do things the way we want to do it, and it's not the way we want to do it, because the Bible says there is a way that seems right unto a man, but at the end there's nothing but destruction. So when he took the wrong steps in the wrong direction, a direction that you know is unwise, it can lead to ungodliness, it can lead to death, it can lead to all kind of action, and ultimately it can destroy you. Of course, the enemy lied to you. It is. The enemy lied to you. That's why you need to know the voice of the Lord. He said, a little bit of that is not going to hurt you. Oh, really? Oh, really? It's not going to hurt you. It's not that bad. It don't mean anything. You can handle it. You know, just try it. You know, come on, it ain't going to bother you. However, every time you step across a line, what happens? You endanger yourself as well so as others in your family, in your life, and around you. And in ways you don't even realize, like rat poison or whatever, even a little bit of compromise can be deadly. So don't even try and do it. Don't even try it. Don't even try it. The next thing is that the nature of the compromise, you see, there's always something, praise God, that will try and distract you or turn you from the what? From the audience and from the statutes of God or from God's, you know, his understanding, his direction. There's always something. See? The next thing was the nature of it. What do you mean the nature of my compromising? The confession, these are bringing a small, insignificant way. So it seems like it's so easy. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, you understand. People just running their mouth and talking. They don't know nothing. So I'm going to try because there ain't nothing wrong with it. Okay, all right. You know, that's what you have to understand. Consequences, okay? And then you have to underestimate their potential for danger. You underestimate that little bit that you ignored. Compromising isn't usually, it's not really, praise God, a huge act of disobedience. Often, more often, guess what? It starts, you understand? It starts as a major slip in your thinking or even to your behavior towards God's instructions. The slope becomes very slippery, you know. And each thing that you do, it's an act of disobedience. It is easy, and you can rationalize it. Oh, well, you know, I did. It wasn't that bad. You know, yeah, I'll be all right. Yeah, no, he'll forgive me for that. Don't worry about it. It's just a little thing, you know. But every little accommodation weakens your conscience and make it more difficult to reserve the downhill trend. It's very hard. It's concealing in one area and always leading to defeat in the next. You know, it makes you feel like, oh, I ain't doing that. See, I told you I ain't going to be right. Not knowing, but underneath, there is a defeat at the end of the step that you take. The fourth consequences, okay, of compromising is lowering your standard, your principle, weakening your character, hurting your personality, even hurting others that look up to you or look around you, and hindering your prayer life. Compromises will always interrupt your thinking when you may believe you made an accommodation. You know, it's just one area. Every aspect of your life will be affected. And everything around you and those that are connected to you can be affected. So let's just see, what are you saying here? Once honesty has been breached in some form, in some way, somehow, it becomes easy to stop upholding the truth in anywhere else. People say a little lie, a big lie. A lie is a lie. There's no white lie, no black lie. The lie is a lie. There's no little lie, no big lie. A lie is a lie. And if you have you have compromised your principles, okay, that should have been non-negotiable, you may cease to think in turn. Listen, you may think the thing of the right and the wrong. You can easily grow defensive about consciousness you made in your faith and behavior. Mm-hmm. You start to accept everyone. You expect everyone. You know, you start looking at everybody funny. Everyone to be tolerant of your errors. finally, you distance yourself from the Lord, becoming totally deprived and out of touch with God, His word, and the sustaining principle that defined a victorious life for you in God. In the end, people will regard you as untrustworthy, compromisers. Eventually, guess what they do? What everything is, destroys themselves and themselves. Eventually, it destroys you and all that you stand for. And as I said before, to those that is connected to you. Yes, a compromise. You can avoid that. Make God's word your standard of conduct. Don't just fall for anything. Don't believe everything. My mother used to always say to me, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. If you don't stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll fall for anything. You must avoid the compromising. Begin every day, every day. How do you do that? How do I avoid that? Every day you start on your knees, put God first. The Bible declared if you praise God, He said, first seek ye the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and all these other things I will add unto you. You don't even have to ask me. I will give it to you what freely, but you must have me in front. I must be the first in your life. Let me be first. Well, how do you let me be first? Every morning I get up, Father, I'm grateful for another day. Lord, I thank you for early rising, Father. Father, I appreciate you today. And God, this is your day. This is the day you have made. Help me to rejoice in it and be glad. For you have allowed me once again to have use and activities of my limb. I am clothed in my right mind. You see, you make God's word your standard for every area of your life. And if we don't do that, then we're compromising our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We can avoid their compromising by getting on every day on your knees, start out with the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't feel like you don't need Him. You need Him every second, every minute, every hour. You need Him. You need Him like the breath you breathe. And when you begin that day before God in prayer and meditate on His word, You are dedicating the day to Him. You're dedicating it to Him. And you have a spiritual God's position system inside of you. What do you mean by that? Which is the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit guides you. You in truth and help you to live in obedience to God. And when you start that day out with Him, you begin with the right heart and the perspective to avoid a landmine of compromising. A landmine, something that's going to blow up in your face. You avoid your compromising. Obedience is the initial, praise God, the initial prompting of the Holy Spirit. God talks to every man, but they listen. God speaks to every man, but you have to listen. God is speaking, but are you listening? Whenever you draw close to a landmine or compromised position, the Holy Spirit will send you warning and signals that you need to obey and be immediately aware of what the enemy is trying to do. The enemy will try to tempt you in every way, try to make you think about disobeying God, make you try to think about doing that which is not pleasing in His sight. But don't let him and don't listen to that devil, but listen to the Spirit of God and obey his prompting immediately. Don't worry, I'm going to wait. But I think, no, babe, don't even give the devil no thought. He'll never leave you or forsake you. God won't leave you. He won't leave you. He will not let you go straight. But you must, praise God, have a connection. Every morning that you get up in His face, you give God praise, you give God glory, because He will be the one that will carry you throughout that day. And you have to understand, praise God, that the characteristics of a non-compromiser is what characteristics that a Christian who stands firm. They commit to believers have strong conviction, have a strong conviction, praise God, about the Bible and stand on God's word and study the word of faith in God's promises. When they're misunderstood everybody wants to, praise God, do them harm or persecute them, He has the courage to remain steadfast and secure in His relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if it's there, you must have the discerning spirit. It helps them to discern what is right for what is unacceptable and what is wrong. The non-compromiser has a clear sense of direction in life. And is governed by the principles rather than what? By the preferences. Yes. Both of them have a peace, but know which one comes first. He shuns compromise because he is motivated by the approval of God rather than the applause of man and others. I don't need your applause. All I need to know, praise God, what is my position with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I need. That's exactly what I need. That's what I'm looking for. Now, what we have to do, praise God, we have to do something, praise God, is so small. But one little thing, praise God, your confession may appear, insignificant. But as many as God believers and God followers will tell you, the slightest step in the wrong place can get you set off to a landmine. The compromising of your godly principles is so small. It's such a small matter for the child of God or the believer. It is a spiritual undertow, a spiritual one, that can pull you further and further from the shore until you are in over your head and too weak to struggle. The devil gets you in a compromising position, and he'll bring you down. He'll weaken you in your faith. He'll weaken you in the word. He'll weaken you in your prayer. He'll weaken you in your faith. He'll weaken you in your belief. Yes, he'll do nothing but weaken you. And when you're weak, you can't fight. You can't stand. You give over and you give up. But you must hold firm to God. Truth that can require tremendous results and resolution. All followers, all believers will be called up soon or later to stand for their belief or fall for the enemy's deception. God wants to call you up there. When he calls you, he can say, my good and faithful servant, you have been faithful over a few things. I want you to come higher. Here they're coming higher. He wants you, when he calls you, praise God, he calls you up before him. He don't want to say, depart from me, for I know you not, for your work was of iniquity. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And he's saying to us today, don't compromise the truth. Don't compromise what you believe because you think it's okay because others may do it. It's okay to do it. Know who you are in God. Know what you stand for in your faith. Know you must stand and still stand, keeping on the whole armor of God. You see, because you have to understand that the sooner or later, okay, you will stand for your belief or fall for the enemy deception. God wants genuine peace, joy, and commitment to replace all of the enslavement, frustration, and anxiety that goes along with trying to please a lost and a foolish, dying world. That's why. When you refuse to compromise and choose Christ, you are sure to experience a victory in every area of your life when you choose the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray today, praise God, that you're not compromising what God is doing for you and your faith in God and who you are in God. Stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not compromise or you will step into a landmine, which is a deadly situation to be in when you step out of Christ into the devil's deception. Hear to me today. No, praise God, that God is saying, come as you are, and I will in no wise cast you out. Let me be your steps. Let me direct you into the place. Let me direct you, praise God, the way you're supposed to go. Let me do it. Hear the voice of the Lord and obey. Obey the voice of the Lord. Do not compromise the Lord Jesus Christ for just a 5 minute of pleasure. Amen. I pray, praise God, that you've been blessed this morning with the word, praise God. I pray, praise God, the word find you, praise God, you would accept it, praise God. Don't just hear it, but do be a doer of the word. Today I ask that you pray, God, that you have a blessed day. Be blessed throughout this day. Know that God is saying, do not compromise the right for the wrong. Until this time, praise God again. I ask you, praise God, you have prayer, praise God, requests. You may send that to awmnow@mail.com. And until this time, next time, you be blessed and know that God is all you need. He's all that you need. You have a great day.